Well, the idea actually came from, I was watching the Occupy Wall Street thing going on in New York, and I just decided that I wanted to see if something like that was possible here in Tampa. So I got on Facebook, I talked to a couple people, that I knew that were interested in the protests and stuff going on, that said they would want to come out. So we started a Facebook page and just decided to show up the next day on the 24th.
So the Facebook page started, you're saying, the 23rd, which was a Friday.
Yeah, it was pretty late in the evening, afternoon, and by 10 a.m. the next day we had 10 people show up. So it was kind of a big turnout for something that was planned in all of 8 hours.
10 people came out. What did they do when you got? Where was it? First of all, it was in downtown Tampa. Where was it, and what did you guys do on that first Occupy Tampa in
Yeah, well,
March?
because Occupy Wall Street was at that time in a park. We decided, public park would be a good place to go. So following their lead, we went to Likes Gaslight Park, the little downtown square there. Because it's right across the street from Bank of America and a couple other big things that, we're all part of the Occupy sentimentality. So we chose that location. We just kind of showed up there and did, we went sort of organically. We all had some cardboard and stuff, so we made some signs, and we all had some little flyers and stuff, so we handed them out. We all kind of knew why we were there, so we told everyone else what we were doing and, kind of spread it like that, and then, just planned for the next week, planned for the next day, that sort of thing.
And starting the next week, it started to grow really big. What happened with the Facebook page and the rallies, I guess, after that first day?
It kind of grew exponentially. Up until October 6th, we were seeing hundreds of people every single day, sort of joining the page. And so we sort of teamed up with, they did the October 6th thing. So we joined up with those guys, and sort of there were some other groups around here participating in that. And then, at that thing, I believe we had, there was over 6,000 people. And, that you see a lot of different types of people. So a lot of it was, different groups coming together, and, not just the people coming out there for Occupy. There were a lot of other groups that I guess are still active, that still, still they all showed up too.
Why did you decide to get together with people and do this first Occupy Tampa protest? What was it for you that made Occupy important?
Well, it was just something I'd been seeing my entire childhood, and throughout all of my adult life, my voting life and everything, is just seeing like the corporations becoming, where you see they're getting more and more influence, more money getting channeled into politics, more people that are feeling disenfranchised because they don't have $1 million to buy a commercial on TV, so they don't really feel like their voice is heard. That sort of stuff, it really kind of got to me, because I was seeing the effects of that locally, seeing a lot of my friends losing their jobs, or dealing with, the effects of student loan debt and stuff like that. Student loans, back when my parents were graduating, it was uncommon to graduate with more than like 3 or 4,000 in loans, and now the average student takes that out in a semester.
And finally, after that first Occupy Tampa meeting, it grew, as you mentioned. What do you think about how it grew and how it became, it evolved, first essentially taking part of the sidewalk in front of Curtis Hickson and so on, and how it grew and evolved?
Yeah, the evolution of Occupy was kind of, it is its own sort of, it's its own baby, it makes its own decisions and stuff like that. And watching it grow from just a few people in a park saying, "Let's do this again in a week," to regular meetings where people are coming out and saying, "I have this idea, I have this idea. There's, I want to do this with my voice, with my vote," and that sort of thing. So you're seeing this conversation develop just from a small group of people into a very large sort of organism that was always coming up with new and different sort of ideas. That was good, and I liked seeing that.